Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Jesus talks about this world as being like nighttime. And when He comes, it will be like daytime. That day will never end because there's no nighttime there. It will be an everlasting day, like in our song. In just a little while, we are going home.
Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end in the everlasting day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, we shall cross the billows home. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past.
So here we go. We're starting with the New Testament books. Let's review what we've learned so far. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now what's our new ones? Do you remember? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. Can you start with Galatians and do all four of them? Ready? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. You are doing a great job. Let's go ahead and do one last time from the very beginning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Awesome! Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible story. Can you believe we are already to the end of our week? I'm glad that you joined me today. Let's bow our heads and let's pray as we ask Jesus and His Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, we ask and pray that Your Spirit will open our eyes to understand as we read from Your Word, as we learn about Your teachings and what You would have us to know today. In Jesus' name, amen. The disciples were sad, disappointed, and afraid. How could Jesus ever become king when these Jewish leaders hated Him so much? And what did He mean by their house or the temple being desolate or destroyed? Nebuchadnezzar had done that many years before. Would it really happen again? As Jesus left the temple that Tuesday afternoon, the disciples looked at its solid walls that were built of huge blocks of white marble. It was so amazing. The stones fit together perfectly. It was hard to even tell where they connected together. They were put so perfectly together. I don't know about you, but I love puzzles. Love puzzles. Especially with all of the COVID and winter and staying home, I've been doing a lot more puzzles. And you find all these pieces and you have to figure out which one fits. And once you get it all together, then you see this beautiful picture, right? It's a beautiful picture. But can you still see all the bumps of where the puzzle pieces are? Yes, you can. It's not a perfect fit. Well, in the temple, all the rocks of the temple and all of the big stones that made up the temple walls, they were fit together so perfectly that you could hardly even tell where they were connected. What did one of the disciples say about the temple? Everyone was pretty impressed by the temple, and you can see it in this verse. Let's look up Mark chapter 13, verse 1. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. You're right. Mark chapter 13, that's actually towards the back of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 13, verse 1. So if you find Mark chapter 13, it's right there. Here's what it says.
Then as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here?"
The disciple was so impressed by these stones, by the temple walls. It was true. The walls and everything about the temple buildings, they were beautiful. But what did Jesus say would happen to them? Look at verse 2.
And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down."
He told them what was going to be happening. But the disciples didn't fully understand. They wondered what Jesus meant. So what did four of them ask him? Let's look at Mark chapter 13, verse 3 and 4. Mark chapter 13, verse 3 and 4. Here's what it says.
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things will be fulfilled?"
Peter, James, John, and Andrew, they wanted to know more. They wanted Jesus to tell them about the future, what was going to happen. They were a little confused, and they didn't quite understand everything, but they wanted Jesus to tell them what was going to happen. It reminds me of my son. My son, Micah, loves to know what is happening when. He is a planner, just like me. I do not like surprises. I can't stand surprises because that means that I wasn't ready or prepared or I hadn't planned for them. That's my son Micah too. He loves to know what is going to happen in the future, or he wants to know what we're going to do for the day and what time are we going to do it. Well, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, those are books in the Bible, they all tell Jesus' answer to this question. Jesus told them about what would happen to Jerusalem. And because he also told them about things that would happen right up until he would come again, we need to know his answers too. The most thrilling part was what he said in verse 26 and 27. First, he told them everything that was going to happen, but then look at this promise, because things were going to look pretty dismal for quite a while. Do you know what dismal means? It means pretty lame or pretty bad. Not a good thing. There were some bad times coming, but Jesus gave a special promise that they could cling to even in the hard times. And we can trust and rely on this same promise for us. Did you know that? Let's look at Mark chapter 13, verse 26 and 27. So you just flip the page, possibly, if you need to flip the page over. We're going to 26 and 27.
"Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of earth to the farthest part of heaven."
Jesus says that the Son of Man is going to come. He will send his angels to gather those who love him to him. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Even when things get terrible, times get hard, we can cling to this promise. We can trust it. We can know that Jesus has a plan and he will make things better. We just have to trust him and wait on his timing. Now, do you want to be like me and like my son Micah and want to know what Jesus told the disciples was going to happen in the future? Well, you got to wait. We're going to study that next week about the signs before Jesus comes again. Jesus is eagerly waiting to take us home with him. Did you know that? He loves you so much, and he wants to see you in his kingdom with him. In order to be in God's kingdom, we need to have a relationship with him. We need to accept Jesus as our Savior, believe that he's there for us, and believe that he loves us. I know I want to do that today. How about you? Well, let's bow our heads and let's pray. Lord, we pray that you will prepare our hearts for your kingdom. We want to be there, Lord. We believe that you are the Son of God. We ask that you will take away our sins because you can, because you died for us. Please take our sins away. Throw them into the deepest sea. Help us to become more and more like you. Help the things of heaven to sound better every day. We love you. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Are you ready? All right, let's go ahead and sing it together.
John 12:26.
If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And him will my Father honor. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him follow me. Let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And him will my Father honor.
Have you heard of Seed Pod Beginners? It's a 7 to 9 minute podcast just for kids ages 0 to 5 years old. It can be used for family worship or your child's special daily devotional time with Jesus.
Each week has two programs that focus on a major Bible story using
Messy Name,
Nature Lessons,
Memory Verse,
Bible Stories,
Prayer Time,
I Guess the Songs,
Coming Paydays,
and more to reinforce the Bible story and character lessons. And I know that you and your little ones will enjoy listening to these programs and will learn so much about God's Word. So to find out more information, go to startingwithjesus.com/seedpod. startingwithjesus.com/seedpod.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.